Whenever you want to start.
Hello?
Hello?
Please tell us your name and give us a small background about yourself. You and Patrick?
My name is William Pope, and he is Patrick Pope. The virus started from my uncle in July to the Soul Clinic, which is James Cooper. But we didn't know. We lose 9 persons. But we didn't know that were viral people said that were African stamp and all that things. So later, he pick up sickness. So they call me. I was on a plane fee. Later I call my wife to go there. So certain time, my wife used to cook here, go and feed him. But we never knew that was a viral. That time only loaf away, people were here hearing people dying. So myself, certain time I go, sometimes they call me that he have not take bath, come and bathe him. Sometimes when I go there, take him, put him in the bathtub and bathe him. So on a sudden day, my wife too started, he said that was that day I went to town to transfer money with mobile money. So she called me and said, oh William, but I'm not feeling fine, or I'm going to the hospital. I said okay. So she left, she went to Dugo, which they charged me 2,800. So when I came, I paid 1,000, I met her on a drip. I get in the 1,000. But I asked, I said, but what the situation ongoing? What actually hurting her? So they told me, say she have soul in her stomach and high fever, malaria. Okay. She started taking treatment there. Then later, the place was closed. So she was here with me now, crying, or he. But I said, I never knew. So we all were here. There was no place to take her. So later, I went to African Sound, man, he too, he said, in fact, the African Sound. Mm-hmm. The African Sound. The people, they say that the woman who your background, so the person is under your feet. So there, I spent 2,000. Whether, it could, yeah, for her to survive, but there was no means. However, later she died in the house here. Then myself, my head was just hurting. Hurting, winning. So I told my brother, I said, my head. First, I went to the other clinic. Me, the old man, then I was here with my brother who died too in the camp there. I spent 7,000 to nearby small clinic at Gobacho. I spent 7,000 there. He too, when we went there, he said, in fact, the old man have tougher. Me, I get malaria. Me and my brother. So he charged 7,000. Just for our survival. So I paid the money. Later on, he started treating me. But I could not see myself good. I went to another clinic where they call Bani People Clinic. After 72nd, they have a clinic in the hole there. That day when I went there too for treatment, they only gave me, I spent $450. They gave me paracetamol and chloroquine and other tablets. So when I came, luckily, my nephew called me. He said, this thing is spending money. The only thing you can leave from here, try and go to EAWA. Let it check you. It was run by 2:00 afternoon. So I told my brother, I said, let's go. At that time, he too, he could not come out. He was just standing to the pool. He just dropped. So I hit me. I said, but what happened? What are you seeing? He said, nothing. So it's the lily went into my brother plate. The lily brought food. I said, maybe he hungry. Eat. He ate small. So when we were going, I tell him, but the way we were going, so don't vomit, because when you vomit, the motorbike ball will pull down. So you have to be attentive so that we can reach. But he didn't vomit. So later we left. We went. When we did the registration, the boss said, okay, you wait, we'll get you the bag. The people come in to get your bag. It didn't take no long. I I went. Must say I started vomiting red at the entrance. So they went inside, they gave out the bag. From there they came, they checked all. They took the blood and carry. They brought tablet. They brought tablet, they gave all, they took it. And they took the later on, they came, after they went, they test the blood, they said, well, you have viral. That now I have taken food in another place. They are trying to take me to get me to another area. Then the lady came, they went and they said, well, you have viral, so we have to care you on that. So I said, okay, yeah, welcome.
So when they told you that they would have viral, how did you feel?
My throat, my throat was just bitter. My throat was bitter, my head was just hurting. Anything I eat, no way. My throat was just bitter. I used to call my brother and say, hey, but my throat just bitter. So after I started taking the treatment now, it started.
Was you afraid?
Eh?
Was you afraid?
I was afraid, but for my survival, I started praying. I was afraid because when that signal is in you, you can be afraid. I was afraid.
So at the same time, you started experiencing these symptoms. Did you notice that people in the environment, there were other people who were sick also around here? Did you also notice it?
No. I didn't notice it.
So how did
the neighbor feel? The neighbor, they are afraid. Some who came. Only few, those that have horses, rest, I mean, they can come, but other people don't come.
Since they realized that you had Ebola, all of them?
Yeah. Only those, my family that are around here, those that have, they little that's standing, and my older brother, and the other woman who get it, us, they can come here sometime, we sit.
When did you notice that Patrick was affected?
Patrick, after death of the mother, so we took him, sent him to a mother, to an empty place in Kakata. So I was there, I was in the other way. She said, oh, but Patrick, he vomit and told you. He just vomiting, told you. I said, but then, bring him. So she said, it happened in the night. Then the next morning, without time wasting, she brought Patrick.
As a parent, how did you treat Patrick for him to feel, for him to not be afraid of his sickness? What was his response with God?
He was with me. I told the people that let the man have be here. I have Madre here so that I can take care of him. Let him be beside me.
Can you tell us, when you enter the treatment center, how was it like at the treatment?
The treatment was very fun. They were treating me, tablet, food, and all that things.
Who were the doctors?
They were lily. Plenty of them. Not one person. They used to meet all. Because they have third shift. First shift, second shift, and third shift. Very fun. Very kind. Very kind. They were all welcome. By all holding my son, bringing Plato, giving me radio, encouraging me. I have radio there to listen. It was very fun.
While you were there,
yeah.
Some of your family or your friends visited you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, my family visited me. Even the very morning I was released, I didn't know. My brother cared fufu for me and was swallowing me and my son. In the afternoon, we were released.
Well,
yeah.
What's about the food?
The food, yeah. We used to eat very, yeah.
The very night
they were releasing, but we didn't know the cake cow, the cook, Kasali. But that time I finished swallowing my heavy fufu, so I left it. My friend then came, my man, that Kasali, the cook, real cow me. I said, but then me, my stomach full, I can't eat now.
So when you were released from
the... I was released August the 31st, which on Sunday.
We
were very, very happy when we were around home.
Mm-hmm. So when you came, how did your neighbor welcome you?
Yeah, still as we have seen, some people are afraid. and some people can come.
So when you were leaving the center, the unit, what did they give you?
Oh, they said you came with something, you need to carry something.
Can you tell us?
So they gave out water, base bread, and all that things, biscuit. Even before yesterday, so when I went there, the woman can welcome me. She always gave me things.
Now that you left the Bola Center, are you being accepted in your community, at your workplace? Are the people accepting you?
No, at my workplace, they have not accepted me where I do my business.
Can you explain more?
Yeah. After releasing me, which is day Monday first, I went there Monday morning. I went, I gave the certificate the people gave me to my bench where I do business. They look at it. And look, I took it to the chairman. He didn't even hold it. He said, go, I come in there. So I went to retrieve my sin then because I didn't bring them. I went to retrieve my sin then. Then later, I came home, which is Tuesday morning, on the 2nd of this month, I received a call from him that I should now go on the field to do business. He gave me 2 weeks. Okay? So I didn't hesitate. I didn't talk because he's here. I've been sitting. So yesterday, now my nephew left to go inquire why I should go back. Now when he went, they said 3 months. So last night I called him, I said, oh, the time you left, you went on the field. What's the response the chairman gave you? They said, this thing is highly political. They said, the poor are saying you have to take 3 months before you can go to the business side.
So now you are a survivor. Your son Patrick is a survivor. So how you see Patrick? How he's going on? How he's going? Is he happy? Is he okay? Tell us about it.
Patrick is very, very happy and he's sitting down with me. He always play with friends.
So his friends accepting him?
Yeah.
So, now that you are a survivor, what can a community, what advice can you give other people, give your community? How to help other people like you and your son to both, if any one of them come down with the virus, what they should do? How should they go about doing it to be successful like you and Patrick?
First and foremost, thank God that when you have the virus, the first thing, don't be afraid to put yourself to the center. It's, sooner is the best. The virus is there and God is there to protect you. But some people, they can be afraid. So we need to go and educate them that we do were there, but nothing, if you put yourself sooner, you can be killed. So nobody should be afraid that when you go there, you don't eat, you don't have treatment, it's lie. When you report yourself sooner, you will be killed.
I'm just gonna stop and restart.
The sound.
I thought it was coming from up there, so I kept looking up.
She turned that off.
Can we wait small?
Is he coming?
Yes, not going yet.
Made insensitive.
You can also ask him about like what it was like the day that he was born.
Are you okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you are a free man, you went through the treatment, and you were successful. How did you feel the day when they said, William, now you are free, they give you your certificate that you can go and let anybody know that you are free of Ebola? How did you feel?
I felt very, very happy. In fact, when I left from the fan, I was very, very happy. Me and the well lily, then were hugging each other. It was very, very nice. Marana and all were there, hugging each other.
Patrick,
he was very happy. The well lily gave him play toys, so he loved it, but now he don't have it. He left it.
Anything that you didn't ask you, share your experience with us. Any other thing that you'd like to add? Your experience, something that maybe we didn't ask you, but you'd like to share so other people can know about it.
Oh, nothing you left behind. Thank you very much. The only solution of the family or any other person in the community, the only advice I have for them that when you experience any of those signals, please report yourself to the center. Sooner is the best. You don't die all of it, we'll delay and we'll suffer from all of it.
Patrick!
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I can't hear myself ready to talk. How old are you?
Hmm?
What's your age? What's your age? No, talk. I want to hear you talk. Don't show me sound.
Donna.
How old?
Five.
How are you feeling today?
Fine.
You sure, sure, sure? We had said you were sick. But now that you're strong again, you can tell her what happened to you? Tell her.
I have vanity.
How old? How old?
Mm.
How about all the other things? How you were feeling before you started vomiting? How is your feel? Talk loud, let me hear you.
Your thing got hot.
Skin.
Your skin was hot. Oh, then you started vomiting. Then you, how you were feeling?
Fine.
You're not feeling fine, Patrick. You are feeling scary? You're not scary, eh? But you know that you are coming to medicine and get better. Eh?
Top.
Yeah.
So the time you were in a hospital, what all the people gave you there?
Yes.
And what?
Juice.
And juice. You used to see your pa every day. Every day I used to be talking.
Mm.
Where I used to be talking then? That also. You had toys, they gave you plaything to play with. Where are the plaything now? Tell her. Toy, I want you to shake your head back.
Ain't kakada.
So where all they gave you to play with?
Mm?
Where all? He gave you car, he gave you what, he gave you ball. Tell me what all the things you had.
He gave me car.
You made friends there? You made some new friends? With the doctor, with the nurse? The nurse was your friend?
Mm.
Don't laugh. The doctor was your friend too?
Yeah.
You know the doctor name?
Mm?
What is the doctor name?
Where
woman? Oh, the doctor name where woman? So the doctor was good to you, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Where all the doctor is to give you?
Little car.
So, when you and your pa left the hospital, how you are feeling now?
Fine.
So when you came home now, what all you can do?
Play.
Yeah. So what is stay here now? Why are you staying? What place you staying? What place you living?
Kagada.
In Kagada. So you and your friends are gonna be playing. You're not sick again. Everything all right. Talk.
Yeah.
You can be running. You can play football.
Yeah.
Who you can play football with?
Cousin.
Look, talk at me.
Jeremiah.
Yeah. And who can win?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say, Patrick? Huh?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Thank you.
Oh, you want to say thank you to the MSF doctors?
Yeah.
Say thank you now to the well woman doctor. And you say that the doctor needs well woman?
He's in the picture.
Turn now.
Who's that? Who's in the picture?
Who there?
Will you tell us about her?
Mama.
Eh?
Patrick, what was it like when you came outside? When you had to take a shower, right? And then you came out and a bunch of people were looking at you? What was that like? Were your pants too big? Did they give you too big a pants?
Mm.
They try to say they gave you what, big?
Yeah.
And I wear it.
I wear what that.
You wear a robe there.
Okay, I think that's good. Good? Anything else?
So, William?
Yeah.
Do you have any party message, anything you would like to share with other people, with other communities?
Yeah, the only thing I have to tell the community, those that have family, whenever your family is sick, don't be afraid. Take them to MS, EWA. They will be aware. Instead of you delaying of trying to hire them, no need for you to have sick persons. It's good for you to go for your health quickly. Then other people are saying that when you go there, you die, you go there, there's nothing there. You can eat there 3 times a day. People are doing well. Water there, enough juice there, biscuit there, anything you want. In fact, the eating that there, when you come home, say you can't get it. So money will feel hungry. You don't able to get the money to buy what all the people are giving you. So it's better you report yourself than for other people are lying. And when you go there, no food. In fact, they can kill people. People are coming, international community coming to help people. The food are there is very, very important. That make you to at least, you taking medicine, then they don't give you food. Where send that you? Who the nurses can treat you without food? The food is very important there. It's 3 times eating a day. Until food eat, it will leave it down. People can they carry and chunk it. If they're not international community, you, to your own house, you can get eat, you leave it, you go chong it. No, Bale. Food is very important there. Because why they treat all 3 times, any minute you say my head hurting, then you call on the doctor, they might find you medicine. Because they care for all. So anybody, don't be afraid. Go to the center and be treated. Instead of you losing your life or your family to lose you. So that the only message I have for we the Liberian people. So MAS, UNICEF, yo, I thank you for coming to help with the Liberian people.
Okay, what's your hope now? Now that you're out, what's your hope for, you've almost been given a new life, you and your son. What is your hope? What do you want to do with your life?
My hope now, as human being, you have to be doing something. So now, say I'm where, that's my at least request for y'all to help. Let me be doing something. Because as a man, you have family, and you don't have woman, it's difficult.
How does it feel being here, where in the house where you live with your wife, but she's not here?
Hello, me.
How you feel being here and your wife? You lost your wife. How do you feel?
I'm afraid. Because she and myself suffer here a lot. They play well a big swamp. When you enter, a hole you hear. Now she will make this place car can come here drastically. Here's the car rule. People can be afraid. When your partner here go away from you like that, when your struggle time for enjoyment, call out from you, it's difficult to talk. Whenever I think on her, yeah, I'm a sheer tear. So it's difficult. She struggle a lot here, but however that go away.
You have your son, and your son have you.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is not an orphan.
Yeah, thank God.
If he would have lost his ma and pa, he would have become an orphan. So we all tell God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You are here for each other.
Yeah, yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Thank you.
All right.